Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent the hit. But the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all change. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with some trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Breeze told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right, welcome. Monday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, so you know it's time for the big picture. On the Panther Party Radio Network, this is Melvin Siri Jr. Another week gone, new week started, a lot going on, and I want to touch on a few things tonight, so buckle up. Also, I wanted to, some information that I didn't give on last week. Oh, and before I get started, welcome everyone. All my listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome once again. Thank you for all listening online. If you're listening online and would like to call in, the call-in number is 914-205-5538. You call in, you can listen as well. Or if you like, you can also press the 1 to get involved in the discussion. As I set the table, you know, I like to set the table, and then if the callers call in, we discuss it and figure out a way around it. So last week I bought y'all the update, finally, that I had been wanting to find out about my young brother, Rakim Beylagoon. And that, you know, we all heard last week what happened. But what I failed to do, getting everybody involved in the conversation that was on the call and also letting Sister Nikki ask the questions that she needed to ask, and find out information, you know, pertinent to helping in the case. And, yeah, what I failed to do was give you all the information on how you can donate to his legal fund. And he's got a GoFundMe page, and it's under Free Rakim Balogun Legal Fees. Rakim is R-A-K-E-M. Balogun is B-A-L-O-G-U-N. Like I say, that is on GoFundMe. And if any of you missed the show last week, you missed a good one. I'm trying to expose not only the system as a whole, but right here in Texas where I'm at, yeah, I want to break it down too, because just, you know, you got to start where you're at. And honestly, ain't none of these colonized systems worth a damn. They outdated. But once again, it is Free Rakim, R-A-K-E-M, Balogun, B-A-L-O-G-U-N. And that is under Free Rakim Balogun Legal Fees. And I donated anonymously to GoFundMe. I mean, every little bit helps. I'm not rich. I wish I could just cover it all for them. I wish. That's why I say we got to get things set up where we can take care of one another, because this young brother, for those of you who don't know, was labeled towards the end of 2017, and I remember it because that's when I first moved back up here to the city, and I remember seeing this plastered all over the news. And the thing about what, how he was railroaded in this last trial by this system and the complicit public defender, all of them complicit in just railroading this young man, and I mean giving him 8 years for what should have been probation. Honestly, any other ethnicity, any other race, it would have been nothing more than probation, you know, 5 years. But no, they had it in for him from the start because of who he was. And those of you who don't know who he was, you go back and listen to last week's show, because I had Brother Yafia, I had Sister Hey Woody, I had Brother Eric on, and those are people who grew up around him, who knew him. And also, he's well known around the Dallas area. Because he's an organizer, he's an activist, you know, like all of us should be. But nonetheless, they railroaded him, moved the trial from out of Dallas up to Collin County, and done all this under wraps. I couldn't find an article or anything, and that's why I was really intent on finding out what they messing with him about. And really what they got him on is, like I say, some probationary type stuff. But this brother, just a short synopsis, was arrested back in December of 2017, and they labeled him a black identity extremist. And that wasn't long after they came up with that term. But he was very active, like I say, in the community, within the community, and he practiced his Second Amendment right, which I think we all should start doing as black people in America, pay attention and look at what's going on so that you can understand the need to practice your Second Amendment right. And it's a need. America is getting more and more violent, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. But, yeah, this young brother, like I say, helped organize some groups here in Dallas, and very vocal, which it pays to be. You can't close mouth, don't get fed. And like I say, grew up here around the Dallas area, so just a solid young black man and young who's concerned about his people. And not only that, he's a good organizer, great organizer, you know. But, yeah, the little trumped-up charges that they have him on right now and have him in jail about, just some old good old boy Texas Southern justice is what he experienced. And it's crazy that in these days and times, we are not allowed to speak our minds. We should be able to be as vocal as anybody else. And then we have a reason to be vocal. We are the most accosted group of people by this system, by its slave patrol. So, you know, these are the things, the pitfalls. And this is why I say if we stick together and come together in any kind of solid numbers, we can speak out for this young brother. And we can go down there to Tennessee Colony. That's where he's at, Tennessee Colony, Texas. And the information, if you would like to write this young brother, just to lift his spirit, is he's at Beto Unit. Beto Unit, and that is 1391 Farm Market Row FM 3328. Again, Beto Unit, Beto 1391 FM 3328, Tennessee Colony, Texas 75880. Also, it looks like they have a Cash App set up as well, and you can donate to that as well, and that is $ Project Black 101. Again, that is $ Project Black 101, and that's all lowercase. Also, if you are going to write the young brother, the TDCJ number you will need is 0238852. And I plan on reaching out, writing the young man, just to let him know I'm trying to put some things together for him and try to make some things happen for him. Keep his head up, because this goddamn America will do it to us every time. If they want to hush our mouth, if they can't kill us, they'll incarcerate us. And I honestly, I'm worried about the brother, because of who he is, and I know how this Texas good old boy justice system like to operate and will operate. Don't forget what they did to Sandra Bland and numerous others, but, you know, just talking about getting you in their jailhouse and something happens. And I'm just going to keep this brother lifted up in prayer. And like I say, I'm going to reach out to him, and hopefully he'll be able to write me back. Hopefully the letter will get to him, because I'm sure they will be checking all mail going to this young man because of who he is, you know. And that's really what gets me about this country, because they will condemn us and, you know, I don't know. We sit back and we take that condemnation. And they have so given us their character. who they are, is who they have led the world to believe we are. You know, and like I was saying a couple of weeks before, we have never organized groups to go out and hang and lynch and terrorize and rape. We've never done that. When we organized our groups were organized to try to establish some peace and some order, some safety is what we were trying to do. But then, like I say, being that America, white racist America has always controlled the narrative, they you know, can make themselves the hero even when they are not and have not tried to be the hero. So, like I say, that is the information for the for Brother Rakim, so you can reach out and donate. You can reach out and write the young brother, like I say, just to, you know, lift his spirits and let him know that we out here thinking about him, you know, because I've had family members incarcerated, so I know how that is, just having people to communicate with. And I think that'll make a big difference, too, in the young brother situation. The feds had to, after 6 months, after having him locked up for 6 months in a federal detention center, had to let him go because there was no solid evidence. And like I say, this young man doesn't have a criminal record, none of that, you know, but they're always looking to label us, you know. And that's the thing about this goddamn America. The mirror don't work for them. I've said this several times. You know, it's funny how that mirror that they try to hold up in front of us to make us think that we're somebody that we are actually not, they scared to look in that same mirror because they already know who they are. And they can't hide from themselves. And I told y'all several times, the devil ain't don't love nobody. They had a whole civil war. And had control of everything, but some of these greedy ass devils is just in their spirit. They want it all. Some is not enough, and they gotta have it all. So that's who we're dealing with, and in dealing with that, we gotta deal with that. Because if we don't deal with that, you see how they're dealing with us. And that's what's going to keep happening. They're going to keep dealing with us, and we're not going to ever deal with them on a level of correction. And it's time for us to correct what's wrong, because pay attention, they're not trying to correct it, and it's getting worse. It's getting a whole lot worse. You know, and like I say, in Brother Rakim's situation, you know, just a young brother out here trying to do the right thing, and he's a family man. And when I first met him, there were times when I would text or call, and he would be like, well, let me get my kids situated, and I'll hit you right back, you know. So very involved, and that's another label that they try to give black men, deadbeat dads. And it's a majority of the brothers I know are in their children's lives, you know. It's just some of these systematic things that are done to, you know, keep that time down to a minimal, like the housing and the child support thing. They do things to keep us at each other's throat, and that's why I'm so adamant about correction, even within ourselves, and correcting, like I say all the time, the way we love each other, the way we treat each other, and we've got to learn to appreciate one another more than we do. Let me go on and say it, like I always do every week, because we need each other out here. And I always say this, and I'm going to keep on saying it until it starts hitting home, because times is going to get real tough, and we're going to have somebody to lean on. And I keep telling y'all, ain't nobody on our team. Pay attention. Ain't nobody on our team. They let that white boy shoot up a whole 10 people and handle him like a brand newborn baby. when I was listening, because I was in the truck when the shooting happened here in Texas, and I heard it on the radio. But when I heard that the shooter was dead, I knew he wasn't white. Because, see, that's the difference here in this country. Some people can, some people can't. Some people can kill 10 people and get handled like a brand newborn baby. I'm still wondering if they got them Burger King, honestly. That's neither here nor there, but it's just a proof to prove a point, you know. And perfect example, Brother Rakim didn't hurt nobody, but now he's in jail for 8 years, you know. And so many times these white perpetrators get treated just like cops, like they, and I told y'all a few weeks ago when I was talking about the punk-ass cops, about this qualified immunity thing, and that's what it is. Yeah, that's qualified. Every time they kill one of us, that they qualify them for that immunity. And that's why they don't worry about consequences, because they know the system got their back. They know Joe Biden and Inhofe and Harris got their back. They're never going to do nothing for us. They're never going to try to protect us. And then the situation down in South Texas, truly tragic. And I'm going to say some things right now that are just on my mind, strictly my opinion, not the whole organization's opinions. But and I've lost a child. I know how it feels to lose a child. And it's really messed up when you keep seeing these mass shooting situations happening, period. Whether it's children, elderly, wherever, whenever. And that's why I say, as a whole, this system's never tried to do anything about gun control, about gun policies, making new legislation. The Republicans are definitely not going to go anti-gun. And the Democrats only want to do it because of the political pull that they can get from certain groups and organizations. They're not really doing it because they want people to stop dying. They want, no, they're doing it also for monetary and political purposes as well. And see, when you operate on a financial mind and not a political mind, not a conscious mind, you are detrimental to anyone. And that's the problem right now that we face here. And I want y'all to pay attention. Start really paying attention and pulling yourself away from all that they taught us, all that they have given us, all that, because it does us no good. And like I've been saying here lately, we've got to get back to our own culture, our own way of doing things, because we ain't never needed them. I've been saying this, and I'm going to keep saying this too. We ain't never needed them for nothing. We don't need nobody but us. But we got to get ourselves in check, and we've got to start working together. We've got to start building, because that's the thing. We don't have anything here in this country, really globally. You know, white supremacy, racism is a crusher. You know, and it don't play, and it's not going to play, and it's never going to be fair. It's never going to be equal, and it's never going to be righteous. I mean, the same religion that they whooped into our ancestors, they don't even tread by it. They don't follow it. They perpetuate violence. They ain't never tried to curb violence. Look at what they doing systematically, giving Ukraine money so they can fight and kill and spill blood. That's what this country has always been about. But when you ask for reparations or what can you do, what can they do for us, the people over here in their country, they ain't got nothing. See, I've been telling y'all, poor white people, y'all about to be in the same boat. Better learn how to row with us, because it's happening slowly but surely. I'm seeing it happen. And a lot of y'all still hate us, and we ain't never done nothing to you. You know, better stop listening to Donald Trump. Yeah. Oh, so back to my point. Yeah, we really got to learn how to work together. And I mean, when I say that, first and foremost, I'm talking about us as black people, because we are the most neglected. And I don't care what nobody say. Police ain't killing Mexicans and Asians. Asians got, they got gold, the gold treatment now, the platinum treatment, you know. Better not touch no Asian. But we being the worst treated over here for ever since this country has come into play, into birth or whatever, however you know, ever since this country was founded. Yeah, we've always been the real nigga. We've always been the one at the bottom of the barrel, and they work vigorously to keep us at the bottom of the barrel. And immigrants, when they come over to this country, ask some. I've talked to several. They tell them not to intermingle with the black Americans. You think I'm lying? Ask some of them. You'd be amazed at what this country does to keep people in the class and the position that they want them in. And that in itself is very wide open, right in front of us, you know, and we don't ever think about that $40 billion that they just gave Ukraine. We should be, that's a slap in the face to black people. And every time we say something about reparations, they got to have some kind of committee. Oh, yeah, we're going to put a committee together to investigate and come up with, and they don't come up with nothing. Nothing, but we ain't got no money for that. But they got $40 billion to help keep blood spilled. That's America. That's what America does. It kills. That's what white supremacy racism is. It's violence and terror, domestic terror. And that's what we all facing right now in this system. This government still want to mess with the downtrodden. Meanwhile, the somewhat upper class is out here just killing up folk. And then if you got the complexion for the protection, well, you going to get that handled like a little old, like a soft-boiled egg, like a, well, not a soft-boiled egg, but like an egg fresh out of the asshole. And that's how they handle these white shooters. Like I say, I knew from the report, yeah, this guy was either, you know, Muslim or black or, you know, but I really didn't think black, because we don't, you know, shoot up schools. We don't shoot up grocery stores. You know, we do some dumb things. We shoot up our own neighborhoods, our own grandmama's houses, and our own uncles and aunties. You know, we do things within our communities that are dumb. You know, we don't target the real enemy. And we out here killing each other up. I've said this several times to the young players, the young block boys, the red, the blue, the green, the purple, whatever your color is, the color black. I'm going to keep saying that too, because that's the color that we need to be concerned about. Nobody else. I'm not worried about nobody else right now but us. I'm compassionate for others. I can be empathetic for others, but my worries are with mine, because we suffer this and been suffering this for 400 years. It ain't never quit. It ain't never eased up. And what are we doing to make it ease up? And like I say, times are about to get real tough, and things are going to be very American. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back and get into my little subject for tonight, because in the wake of all these shootings here in America, I just want to kind of ask, why are we surprised? You know, why are we shocked that it happens? This is America. America was built on violence. And you got a whole lot of people out here that support that. So I'm going to get off into that for a hot minute. I'm going to take a quick break, and y'all keep listening. If you are listening, once again, online, you can call in 914-205-5538. And also, call in. You can continue to listen, or you can be part of the conversation tonight. Like I say, I'll be discussing the violent culture in America, period. That's what I'm going to talk about, just the violent culture and the violent nature and the promotion of violent behavior. And this, you know, kind of like what this country does. It promotes killing others. Dog eat dog. Don't love your neighbor. It goes, everything that this country is built on goes directly. It's a conflict. It's a in direct conflict with righteousness. Everything that this country does, and I mean everything too. But, yeah, I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is Middleton Siri Jr., the big picture. Be right back.
Well, for the past 10 years, the struggle in America has been confined to what has been projected to the public as a civil rights struggle. And in that context, it has remained a domestic problem. It has remained within the jurisdiction of the United States. And it has, and as such, it has been impossible for the Afro-Americans or American Negroes to try and enlist the support of other dark-skinned people who are being oppressed the world over in that struggle. And the difference now in the direction that the struggle is taking, from the direction that the struggle has been going in the past, there are many of our people who are thinking more deeply and more broadly, and are beginning to see the importance of lifting it out of the national context or out of the domestic context or beyond the jurisdiction of the United States government. And the only way this can be done is by internationalizing the problem and putting it at a level where it can be taken into the United Nations, and then all of the other independent nations on this earth can involve themselves in our struggle and support us. And the only way by which this can be done, instead of it being called civil rights in the future, we're going to have to label it a human rights struggle, or the struggle for human rights. And as such, we can then take it into the United Nations through the avenues that have been set up by the United Nations Commission on Human Rights. We can take our problem before the United Nations in the same manner that the problem of South Africa, Angola, Mozambique, Hungary, the Arab refugee problem, it becomes a world problem. And as a world problem, then the Afro-American or the so-called Negroes see full results because it's not left up to the one who's responsible for it anymore, but it's put at a level where the whole can see that our plight is wrong. It stood in our path in the past. It also makes a difference in the leadership. Those who have been posing as leaders of our people in America in the past, they can pose on this local stage where Uncle Sam is the master of the show and can prop them up and make them look good or make them look better than they actually are by giving them token gains and building them up an image. But when they step onto the international stage or the world stage, then Uncle Sam can't prop them up anymore. And their ability or lack of ability becomes exposed. And if they can lead us forward, they remain leaders. But if they can't, then they have to step aside, and more qualified and bona fide leaders step up from the masses of our people, and then we get more, we get faster progress. We get more results. The Afro-American or American Negro intellectual permitted himself to be used in a way that wasn't really beneficial to the overall Afro-American struggle. But I think today that these intellectuals have begun to undertake a new appraisal of the problem, looking at it as it actually is, and are beginning to see it more in the international context and the relation that it has with the African struggle. And the African intellectual is beginning to look at the problem in the African context and see that what might be good in one country, in order for it to be used in another country, has to be rearranged. You take African socialism. Many of the African intellectuals that have analyzed the approach of socialism are beginning to see where the African has to use a form of socialism that fits into the African context, whereas the form that is used in a European country might be good for that particular European country. It doesn't fit as well into the African context. So I think the African intellectual is making that contribution, and he's making it well.
All right, welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Sears Jr. And before the break, I was letting y'all know tonight, I just want to kind of talk real quick about, you know, these mass shootings. And like I say, I'm not trying to be non-compassionate to the situation here in Texas, but there are so many situations, several situations that have happened just like this one over the past few years. And this country, like I say, never is going to change any gun laws. Because it's all about the money. It's all about that dollar. And, also, I feel as if, you know, this being America and, you know, a country that had to so-called fight for its freedom against the British. And that's why I say, you know, this country, even back before that, you know, just check out the how the Romans and it's just like the Caucasians have always liked conflict, war, fighting for power so they can just have everything. That greed, that gluttonous spirit that resides in some of them. The Civil War, like I touched on, you know, a war for, I mean, they already had came and taken over the country, stole it, and then what, that's not good enough. They're making all the laws that benefit them, that work for them, because they're the upper class, they are the in control class. Just like they are now still, the elitists, these politicians that work for these elitists and these groups like the NRA that allow more guns. And I've talked to people in Chicago, and I was talking to one brother from Chicago that's here in Texas, and he said that you could be walking by an alley and there would be a crate of guns just in an alley. And I've heard several people say that same thing. So who keeps putting these guns out? You know, and then to just because they putting the guns out don't mean you got to get them and use them. And then if you're going to get them, use them correctly. And when I say use them correctly, just let that sink in. Because we got to stop turning the gun on each other. We need each other out here. We already are targeted. We don't need to be targeting each other. And, you know, I'm big on black unity. That's me. I love me. I love my people. So I'm tired of seeing us do the fool. I'm tired of us wearing the white sheet and the hood. Because every time you throw a bullet at one of your brothers, that's what you're doing. You just put on the white sheet and the hood. You're doing the work of the Klan. You're doing the work of this goddamn America. You helping them get rid of us. So you part of the problem too. That's why I say we got to refocus and redirect our energy and especially reach out to our young. Got to grab them because nothing's going to change in America. America has been violent. It's going to always be violent. America is like a big old spoiled baby bully. Whine when one thing doesn't go the way they need it to go, but causes more confusion than anybody. Always in the middle of something, you know. And then when it's about killing, oh yeah, they want to get a piece of that because in death there is profit. Understand that. War and situation, if, matter of fact, World War is what brought this country out of the Great Depression because it creates jobs. Unfortunately, people have to die in the process. And this country has always, always, always stuck its nose somewhere where they can invest some money because that's what they did with Ukraine. They investing in Ukraine. Giving Ukraine the weaponry so that they can hopefully win and defeat Russia because America, guess they just, you know, like I say, they can bully somebody else into doing it. Why not, you know, keep my name out of it? Oh, just because I gave you this $40 billion, don't mean nothing. See, then that makes us a target as well. And that's why I say we got to really start paying attention to what this country is doing. And what this country does is never for the people. And this country promotes violence. It's always promoted violence. They could wake up tomorrow and change the gun laws in this country, but they won't. They will not do it. Because that's money that's going to come out of their pocket. Because if they start going against that NRA, well, the NRA going to stop giving them kickbacks, you know. And here in Texas now that it is illegal for 18-year-old to buy beer. And it's illegal for 18-year-old to buy a pack of damn cigarettes. But an 18-year-old can go buy a long gun, and this state promotes it. Not only this state, this country. Even in the so-called spots with the strict gun laws up around New York area, New Jersey, and all up in through there. But Texas is a promotion for yeehaw, bring your guns, bring your horse, your boots, your spurs, yeah, your shotgun, all that. Bring it down. Come on in. And that's why I say we got to speak their language and understand who we're dealing with because if we continue to walk around blind, the violence is going to eventually affect you. you know, because I'm sure that nobody up in the Bronx at a grocery store running in to grab a few things thought that their life was in danger. And just so happened their lives were in danger. And I focus on that one more than I focus on the one here in Texas, is because that one involved people that look like me. And not only that, that one involved a white shooter that they're going to, they're really heavily pushing his mental capacity. Nothing was wrong with his mental capacity. We all saw the video that he was live streaming where he pointed the gun at the white guy and said, "Oh, I'm sorry," and kept on and killed more black people and was going to leave there and go to a couple more spots that he had scoped out to kill more black people. And this is the violent culture of America. You know, it promotes it and allows it for some, and then others suffer because of, you know, the choices that are made systematically. And this has nothing to do with his mom, his dad, none of that. This has to do with this system and how this system allows access to guns. And see, that's truly a white thing, because the white male loves his gun. You know, that's his penis. You know, and we've got to understand who we're dealing with. They're never going to not allow guns. Just understand that. So get you one. And not only that, learn how to shoot it, clean it, teach your children gun safety as well. Because believe you me, they're teaching their children things we're not teaching ours. And we need to teach our children, like I said in the series I did about weaponizing our children, we need to teach them the physical aspect too. How to handle guns, how to clean guns, real gun safety, and not killing each other with them. We have so many things working against us, and we're even working against us. I keep asking, who's our friend? Who's our team? Where are our allies? And then we keep waiting on leaders. It's just time for us to stand up and be leaders. We are born leaders. I mean, we come from an ancestry of resilience. For any of us that are here right now, best believe your ancestors went through some shit in order for you to be here right now. And they endured a lot, and we owe them a lot. You know, we've got to give an appreciation for what they went through, what they suffered. And not to say that we're not suffering, because, yeah, we're still suffering, but not like they did. But we're about to have some circumstances that are coming up that are going to cause people to panic. And some people, when they're in a panic, white supremacist racists, they get violent. When they scared, they get violent. When they, whatever emotion it is, they get violent. That's their answer for it. Go get the gun, you know. So it's going to be some real scarce times out here. And this country that promotes violence, you know, you live by the gun, you die by the gun. You know, that's the saying. And this country has lived by the gun. You know, white supremacy, racism has lived by the gun. The only way they got control was by the gun. You know, it's how they were able to really change make everything in their favor. Nobody could overpower them. because they had the weapons. This is how they built America, by force. America wasn't built by choice. They didn't build it. No, they just controlled those who did build it, you know, because they had the power, the weaponry, the gunpowder, the ammunition, and they will never relinquish that. That's their power. That's going to have to be taken. Yeah, they're not going to give up their power. I mean, who would? You know, and don't expect equality. Don't expect fair treatment. Don't expect justice. Well, you can expect justice, just us getting mistreated. That's what you can expect, just us getting mistreated, just us getting the short end of the stick. Yeah, just us at the back of the line, at the bottom of the barrel, getting shot by the slave patrol. Just us. Yeah. That's the only justice that we get, just us. So why we keep hoping that this violence will stop, we got to be the ones to make it stop. You know, once you hit the bully in the eye a couple of times, you know, he gonna the first time when you steal on the bully, he gonna trip. And y'all gonna fight that first time. But if he come back messing with you again and you hit him in his eye again, well, he ain't gonna, yeah, you know, because, oh, well, I know he'll fight. And that's the way this system is, because this system realizes that it has us under its thumb. It has us in that fear mode right now, where, and then I'm watching where they coming back with more COVID stuff now. So they're still trying to keep us in fear. They're still trying to keep us under control. That's what it's about. It's all about control. And they use fear and violence and terrorism. This system is a terrorist. It's a terrorist system, a tyrant system. You know, this system is not really for the people. This system is for system. You heard what Joe Biden said the other day, the other week. He said the government is for the people, by the people. Well, the people is the government. You heard that come right out of your president's mouth. And that's how. And watch how they move, because they're not concerned about the people. They're concerned about them people. And they got places dug out all in mountains ready for them to go in hiding if anything ever jump off. You know, and what's so special about them? Hell, America is not great, and they ain't doing a good job running it. So why do we need them? They need to be out here just like anybody else, ducking and dodging. And more so, you know. So like I say, this is just, you know, some trying times, definitely some violent times. And like I say, just name one time, though, in this country that America hasn't been involved in some kind of war. Name one time in this country that America hadn't allowed white supremacist racists to terrorize people. Hell, they still let the Klan roll around. Right now, the Klan is over in Georgia trying to revamp and rebuild and revitalize. And you don't hear the system saying nothing about that, but poor black downtrodden people who are really suffering get locked up, get labeled black identity extremists. But that white boy that shot up them people at the Bronx ain't got labeled nothing. And they still trying to babying him, trying to make excuses for him, trying to find a way that they can get him off, because he's got that complexion for the protection, and that's he qualified. That's he's qualified for the immunity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's the right color. He's qualified for the immunity. They'll let him on the force. He know how to kill Negroes. That's what this country is really all about. As long as you're not doing nothing detrimental to it, oh, yeah, you going to kill a few Negroes? Oh, yeah, go right ahead, son. We're not going to shoot you. But had that been any other, well, we saw it just a few days later. School shooting, Hispanic guy wasted, dropped. Took him a minute to go in there, scary asses. So I said about these punk-ass cops, and I'm not going to stop saying it. They scary as hell. If it wasn't for that, even with that badge and gun, you see they still got the heart of a damn, I'm not even going to belittle nothing comparing it to no coward punk-ass cop, but you know what I'm saying. But weaponized to a T, all these police departments are militarily weaponized, and they scared to go in there and take care of business. But if it had been a black, yeah, but, you know, like I say, Mexican dude, yeah, he going to get it just like one of us. Dirt poor white boy, yeah, he'll get it just like one of us. Then that white dude up there in the Bronx, like that's that, you know, he got that look. That looked like one of their nephews. One of they might be their grandson. Then this cow would hold a gun to his neck or head, whatever, it don't even matter, but dropped it. And then they didn't shoot him. And it been black men out here ain't had no guns. Just had the wrong license plate or registration or whatever. They get run down, tackled, pinned down on their belly and shot in the back of the head. Been black men out here losing their life unarmed. But they can always manage to take them white dudes in, you know, unscathed. They don't, you know, they give them that baby treatment. You know, they treat them like a brand new baby. And they just shot up 10 people just like with that Dylan Roof. That jackass going to church and shoot down 9 people and then they go buy him Burger King, punk ass cop. Black man get that cold ass bologna sandwich on that hard ass bread in the jailhouse if he gets that. But this is America and it ain't going to change. It ain't going to never work for everybody because they don't want it to work for everybody. We should all know and see that by now. I don't know why we don't understand that and why we don't start trying to do something different, why we don't start working together, why we don't start building together. Then we don't even have to worry about it. We can police our own. I've been saying this the last few weeks. Come on back to the South. It needs to be another migration back to where we came from so that we can be big in numbers. That's power. And then start working together, building, buying land together. We got to start thinking on those terms if we want to at least be able to have some form of safety. And not only that, we need that because we don't have none of that. We don't have our own grocery stores. We don't have our own schools. We don't have our own none of that. We got so much to get, and it's doable. You know, I'm not one to say what I can't do. I'm not one to say what we can't do because we can do whatever we want when we make up our mind to do it. You see, that's been the whole thing. We're too easily distracted, and we miss the big picture because we watching that little picture. We watching what they doing over here to the right when what they really doing is right in front of you. It's right in front of you. And they distract you with that little shit like Will Smith and Chris Rock and all that bull. And now I see they talking about Dear Hughley and Monique and all that, you know, all that old Hollywood ass drama. Them old bougie ass niggas are not us. Period. They don't give a damn about us neither. What's going on in our little simple lives? Because they lives is so much better, and they don't have the same worries that we have as ordinary black men and women out here in America. They on a whole nother level, and they not doing nothing for the communities that they came from. There's enough of them to where none of us should be struggling. They came from some of these broken communities that they do nothing for, because Hollywood take them away from their blackness and introduces them to a whole new world. And not only that, blackmails them and everything else. Like I say, this country, this system, and all systems up under this country use force and blackmail and all kind of tactics to keep you under their nail, under their thumb, under their control. Just like right now, how this system is pumping fear and using fear to keep people under control, because that's what they want. They shortening, and I'm not saying that this shortage of the shells is not real, because it is real, but this system is not doing anything to help curb the shortage. Babies out here right now can't even get no formula. What kind of country can't take care of their own people? See, that just lets you know this country don't give a damn about the elderly, the babies. They don't give a damn about from to 80. From 8 months to 80, matter of fact. 8 days to 80. They don't give a damn about none of them. They're not concerned about it. That's not their issue. So I'm just trying to, you know, get y'all to look at some of these things that this country does. This country is wanting to depopulate. Not only, you know, they want to depopulate the globe. That's the elite plan, you know. And this, just look at what this government does to contribute to the death and make situations worse than they have to be. You know, and it's a damn shame when your country can't even take care of your babies. So that should let you know this country don't give a damn about nobody, period. This ain't no righteous country. I told y'all, America ain't never been great, and Joe ain't shit, neither in Hyde and Harris. So they don't give a damn about none of us out here and what we're going through, period. This is America. It'll help you kill yourself. It's helping a lot of us kill ourselves right now, and we don't even realize. So I just wanted to touch on that tonight, because just kind of what's been in the news, and then, too, I just wanted to give my little piece, because I don't think anybody should be shocked or surprised about what's happening. That people should really be really angry and really pissed about what's happening, because none of us are safe under this goddamn America and this capitalistic white supremacist system. None of us are safe, because it's all about that raggedy ass dollar that ain't gonna be worth shit in the next 50 years, you know, that they worship. That and their guns. That's what white supremacy America worships. They guns and they money. Don't give a damn about nothing else. Pay attention. Like I always say, you know, we got to start being more concerned about one another. We got to start overlooking the small things. And as black people, we got to get back to family. We got to get back to doing things that we do culturally, and we can make sure that our environments are safe so that we can be around each other. Damn this system. And that's why I say, let migrate back home. Come back to the South. Let's start building in the South and make the South about us, for us, where we can have some safety in numbers, where we can start being vocal, and we can change the condition, period. That's what I always say. It's about changing the condition, because the condition ain't never been fit for us. And we need to make the condition fit for us. We need, like I always say, it's time for us to make sure that we're okay long term, not just this little short term fixes that we get. We got to make sure that we can sustain ourselves, because when this system crashes, and it will, It will. And what are we going to do? Who are we going to rely on? Are we going to still be trying to run in this raggedy-ass system? And it already going to do shit for us. So I just want to give that to y'all tonight. I'm going to cut this one short tonight. Just think about what I said, y'all, you know, and especially the things that I say directed, especially for us and to us, because we need each other out here. We don't need nobody else, and we ain't got nobody else. Just keep that in mind, you know. Like I always say in closing, I appreciate everybody listening tonight. Appreciate everybody online that listen. And just, you know, like I say, it's a new week. Think about what you can do to help change the condition. Let's start trying to really work together and go and fix family. Fix family, because it ain't nothing that can't be fixed. You know, sometimes we just don't take the time to fix it. And time is of the essence right now. And the way people are going out right now, ain't none of us promised tomorrow. So just keep that all in mind. Like I always say in closing, let's plan, organize, and unify. We all have a key, and we need each other out here. I love y'all. I'll be back next Monday. Appreciate everyone tuning in, listening. Also, forgot to mention my Boston Mass family, but they will get this show on Friday, the replay. So if any of you missed this one, you could catch it Friday. Activate Radio, activatemedia.org. So I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, I love y'all. Keep your head up. It's going to get better because we're going to make it better. And with that being said, I'm out. Till next Monday, this has been the Panther Party Radio Network, and this has been The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. See you next Monday. I'm out. Peace, power, and love.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit. But the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all change. I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the 6 cents but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with some trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.